Okay, so let's take a look. So the Aruch HaShulchan quotes it, and he says, "Hachasidim akadmonim hayu neurim kol halayla kedi isa bezohar v'gam ata harbe osin kein uvaboker holchem lemikva kol zecher lematan Torah." Right, just like a matan Torah v'chibsu v'sim losam hayu nechonim l'shoshes yamim. So there was kibos begadim. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, you know, basically ayin sham. It's a zecher to Matan Torah. Okay, so let's take a look at the Zohar. So Chasidim Rishonim, Lo Hayu Yishenim Boso Alayla Vayoskim Batorah Kachamar Rabbi Shimon. Right, so this is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. B'shah Sheiskantu HaChavir Metzlo Balayla Havo V'niskan Es Tachshiti Akala Kedei Shetimatze Machar Yitzal HaMelech V'Tachshita Karayla. So it's like reminiscent of the Sifrei, right? You know, Hatzivi lach tziyunim shelo yulechem kechadashim. So Ashrei chalkam shel achaverim kasher yishal hamelach esamalka mitit kenes tachshita veheir es atroseha ve'en lecha ba'olam ish yodeh letaken tikune hakala la achaverim. Ashrei chalkam ba'olam hazeh uve'olam haba. Hey Rabbi Shimon v'chol achaverim miranim v'rinin ha'satar v'chol achar mehem ha'yichad mechadim.
I mean, just Moshel is that also we're being referring to Tachshitim, we're referring to being Meir, or Atara. We're basically trying to glorify the Torah in a way.
Okay, so right, the way to prepare for Matan Torah, right, is through
Limud HaTorah.
And what kind of Limud HaTorah in particular? There's an emphasis on this. Ephraim? Chidushei Torah, right? Yef shel the base medrash below chiddush. How do you understand it, Ephraim? So the Zohar is saying it's not just like staying up, so they could say, "Oh, I stayed up all night, so I, you know, ingested 14 different cups of Coke and 14 coffees, and I had ice cream, you know, and I made it." So I'm not going to be the Berachos HaShachar guy, right? The poor fellow who's stigmatized every year. You know, you could look at him the opposite, taking one for the team. Ephraim, what's the idea? The Chidushei Torah?
I think it's like putting on the jewelry, you know, like, yeah, there's the body of Torah, but you're adding on the jewelry, right? You're making it more beautiful. You're adding on an additional
Right, so they're saying the ultimate, you know, preparation for Matan Torah, and the Mashal Tachshitim is a fascinating one. It's things that shine, that are beautiful, that are precious, that are worth a great deal. So the ultimate preparation for Kabbalas HaTorah is to be Mechadish BaTorah. That, I think, is an amazing idea. I don't think that's obvious. When you talk about a person being makabel something, normally what do you mean by a person being makabel something? So, you know, if, you know, lahavdil elef alfei havdalos, the ribei revavos, if a receiver says he caught the pass, so what did he actually catch?
Quarterback's throw.
Right, so the cheftza that he caught is the same football that the quarterback threw. So if I were to say, so he made a Kabbalah, right? So the quarterback is a Maisa Zrika and the receiver has a Maisa Kabbalah. So it's the same Chatza. So if you want to prepare yourself for Matan Torah, I don't know. So, you know, maybe I could hear going to the mikvah. I could hear staying up all night and davening or something so that, you know, your Kabbalah will be perfect. But instead, what do you have here in the Zohar? That the ultimate way to put on the Tachshitin for Kabbalah Satorah is to do what? This is not an intuitive point, but is to show that you're ready to be a full partner. What does that entail, being a full partner?
You're the last for cash. You take the ball and you run with it.
Right. Very good. I like that. I like the nimshal very much, right? So it's the yards after the catch. Okay. You need breaking tackles, making diukim. Chakiras, that is exactly right. So Kabbalah HaTorah, to be prepared for Kabbalah HaTorah, means to be prepared for the reality of Loba Shamayim, of you having to delve into it and discover it, Lahagdil Torah, Ulahadira. So this is based on the Zohar, and you could say, obviously it's not, doesn't make it into Shulchan Aruch, and it's a beautiful minog, but I think we could actually go further. And so as we spoke a little bit about yesterday, the Keser Torah, which is the most widely available, but it's actually, right, the most precious, and it's most precious because it's reflective of the person's investment and very serious effort. So let's maybe bring it home. So Avi, you want to do the honors here? This is the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Gimel. This is the second half of the Perek. So Mishan is so libo
l'kai mitzvah zo karaoi v'lios muhtar v'cheser Torah.
What an interesting expression. Mishan is so libo. Where is it borrowed from? What's that?
The truma for the Mishkan.
The parshas of the Mishkan, right? Everybody talks about, people, they're nadva ruchamosam, nasal libanosan, right? So it's just an aspiration of coming closer to Kedusha, right? So you want to do this mitzvah karoi, there's different levels of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so that's what we talk about in terms of the Keser Torah. Okay, go ahead, Avi. Sorry for interrupting.
Lo yasiach daitel dvarim acherim, lo yasim al libo shikne Torah im ha'osher ve'akavod ke'achas. Kachi darka shel Torah. Pas ba'melach tochal u'mayim v'misuro tishte v'la'aretz tishan v'chai tzar tiche v'atorah ata amel. Lo alecha adavar ligmor v'lo ata ben chorin libata mimena. Im hirbesa Torah, hirbesa sachar. V'hasachar v'fi atzar v'in v'ei Torah miskaimim v'mi shemarpe atzma aleya. V'lo be'elu shelomdi mitoch idun mitoch achilo shisiya. Ella b'mishim memes atzmo alehan mitzair gufo tamid v'loyitin shina le'enav u'afapav tenuma. Amru chachamim derech remes. Zosa Torah adam ki amus ba'ohel, in ha'torah miskayemes, ella b'mishim memes atzmo be'ohoe chachamim. V'in omar shlomo b'chachmaso, isratisa b'yom tzara tzar kochecha, v'od omar afchachamti amdali, Chachma shalamati ba'af hi amdali. Amru chachamim bris kerusa shekol hayageya b'sarasa b'vesamedrish lo b'mehira hu mishakeach v'chol hayageya b'samuda b'tzina ma'achim sh'ne'emar v'esatznuim chachma. V'chol mashmiya kol b'shas tamudu tamudu miskayim v'yado aval hakored lachash b'mehira hu shokayach. Afal pi shemitzla lilmo b'yom v'layla in adam lamid rov chachmaso ela b'layla v'fichach Misha Ratza Liz Kos Bechesar Tori, Zahar Becholi Losav, Bloya Beira Filo, Echad Mehan, Beshena, Bahilo, Shusia, Besicha, Bechayotzebe, Ella Besal Matora, Vidivri Chachma. Amrucha Chomet, In Rina Shel Torah, Ella Balila, Shemar, Humi Roni Balila, Becholosek Vitora Balila, Chut Shel Chesed Nimshach, Alab Bayom, Shemar, Yomam Tzave Hashem Chazdo, Balila, Shiro, Yimi, Tfila, La El Chayat. Bayis Shein Nishmaim Bo Divre Torah Balala Ish Ochal Tosh and Amar Kokoshek Kamun Litzpunav Teach Lehu Ish Lo Nupach Kidvar Hashem Baza Zeshalo Hishkiach Al Divre Torah Kol Iker Bechain Kol Shev Shalo Lasok Matorah Vein Osik Oshikar Vishana Uferash Lehavle Olam Beniach Tamudo Uznacho Hareze Bechal Boze Dvar Hashem Amru chagadim kolavate satora meosher sofa livatle meoni chamekaima satora meoni sofa likaima meosher. The inyan zem before Hashem b'Torah harei omer tachas shelo avata Hashem lokecha the simcha v'tuvlebav meirov kol ba'avata es oivecha ve'omer liman anoscha lehitivcha ba'achrisecha.
Okay, so this is one of these most beautiful passages in the Rambam, where the Rambam clearly affiliates the Keser Torah with the optimal form of engagement in Talmud Torah. And then the Rambam seems to have like a really interesting chiddush about this this Keser Torah, which is that it does relate to a particular time. What does the Rambam think that it has to do with? Was that? Yeah.
Nice to see you.
Right. Lo ya'aved afilu achas, you know, mikol leilosav, that a person shouldn't, you know, surrender even one night. And then he starts talking about, you know, ki devar Hashem bazah, right? The person starts taking it easy, getting a little complacent, resting on his laurels. You know, so there's a really interesting question about Laila. And he says, you know, kumi roni v'laila, in rina shel Torah l'balaila, the relationship with Hashem through Laila, right? Because it used to be, of course, that Laila was a time when a person could, you know, much more likely immerse themselves in something, right? They weren't getting emails, they weren't getting phone calls, so you weren't out in the market, so, you know, the Rishus HaYachid was an immersive environment. And that's really where the Keser Torah, you know, quantitatively and qualitatively, you know, can be found. So if you'd ask me, you know, about staying up all night on Shavuos, and again this year, you know, you have to v'nishmartem od nafshos seichem, everybody has to take care of themselves. People have to be very careful about getting sick. Obviously, you guys are all fine, so I'm not trying to, you know, but, you know, everything now has to be viewed through the prism of, you know, the issues that we're dealing with. But at least in theory, and if safe, if possible, if reasonable in practice. So, you know, you can look at it in one of two ways. I think the perspective of the Zohar is very beautiful. And I think what the Zohar is telling us is that Kabbalah Satorah is actually about being prepared not just to receive the same Chafza, but to be an active partner. When you ask the Rambam, you know, so staying up at night learning what that represents, so that represents the lifelong aspiration towards the Keser Torah. You know, so as we said, Harizamunach Womed Umilchan Komi Sherotze Yavo V'Yitol. But that Yavo V'Yitol is a kind of a consistency. Lo Ya'aved Afilu Achas Mikol Elosa. So a person could say, you know, it's a chuka utula, right? Because, you know, it's ridiculous. Right? You're going to stay up one night and, you know, for example, Rav Eliashiv didn't like to, because he said, you know, if I stick to my regular routine, you know, of maybe like, I don't know, 4 minutes of sleep a night, so, you know, I'll, that way I'll learn more. So it's not worth the price in Talmud Torah. I hear it, you know, but let's say that, you know, we're self-indulgent. So we sleep 8 or 12 minutes a night, depending. So, you know, Basher Hu Adam. So, you know, isn't this like a little bit steerer? So it's a parallel question to the whole issue of Pasakum and the Aser Simei Tshuva. Like, well, what is this? You know, who do you think you're faking out here? The Bochen Klayo Solev. So I would say no. Because maybe a person can't always meet the standard in terms of Lo Ya'aved Afilu Achas Mikol Elosav in the pursuit of the Keser Torah. But when we're Mekabel Torah, so in what vein should we be Mekabel Torah? So should we be Mekabel Torah with a sense that, okay, you know, my goal is mediocrity? You know, the student walks into class on the first day and says, shakes hands with the professor and says, nice to meet you, professor. Says, you know, I'd like to get a C, you know. That's where the issue for. So the professor would say, okay, if you get a C, you get a C, but you should try to get an A minus. You should try. So the, you know, the Nimshal is obvious. When it comes to this Rambam and its relevance to the Minag, obviously the Rambam wasn't directly addressing the Minag, but it is relevant to the Minag, right? Because even if you're not a Zohar man, right, and you don't identify as one of the Hasidim HaRishonim, and you're not going to go to the mikvah, but I think it is still important, on Zman Matan Torah Seinu, to try to be Mekabel the Torah Kira'oi, with an aspiration. And it's not a joke, right? Just like we start off the year and say, we're going to maintain a higher standard. We respect the Kedusha of the Yamim Noraim. I don't think that's a hypocritical point of view. The person says, I have an aspiration. And the person sets the bar over here. So even if you only get over here, that's a lot better than setting the bar over here and getting over here. You know, that's the way things work in life. Sheva yipol tzadik vakam. A person never... Person, you know, ki adam asher in tzadik baretz asher yaseh tov lo yachta. It's not... You know, nisna torah lemalachei asharis. Maybe we're not going to have 365 nights out of 365 nights without a minute wasted. Maybe we can't reach that level of consistency yet. But in terms of Kabbalah Satorah should be al tzad misha nisao libo lios muhtar bekaser hatorah. And so I think the Rambam, in the end, is no geya to the minog. And even if a person weren't motivated specifically by the Zohar, I would like to think that we could be motivated by the Rambam. Again, I don't think that means then you have to stay up all night, but to make a very strong effort to live up to the Sein Rina Shel Torah Ela B'Laila, the immersive element. And again, this year, as with everything, V'nishmartem od nafsho secha, nobody should try to get sick. We always have to be vigilant in our situation. Okay, let's...
Wait, just... Yeah.